this entire war began. Be it arms sales to Saddam Hussein or training the Taliban, the enemy is lurking right inside our walls. And it's the people making the decisions and the people making the laws who are to blame. Somewhere in America, the terror threats are made. And with each plan, this country makes our democracy decays. And these leaders count their dollars as their war machines collide. And they smile at the ruins where 3,000 people died. They're glad it came. Somewhere in America, the time is near at hand. And in some secret office, the next attack is planned. And the politicians smile as the flames of war ignite. And they thank their friend Bin Laden for allowing them that right. They shake his hand. Somewhere in America, a corporation folds. All the workers are laid off. Profit goes to CEOs. And so the corporate media starts to spread the lies again. The so-called president starts a war, so we forget this ties to him and all his plans. Somewhere in America, 100,000 troops depart en route to Baghdad, armed with DU shells and nukes, and the world watches in horror as preemptive strikes begin. The widow in New York City fears that planes will crash again. She cries in pain. Somewhere in America, the terrorists were armed. And in some secret bunker, Dick Cheney acts alarmed. Even though he sold them weapons, knowing well what they were for. He promotes civilian deaths because it justifies his war and keeps him paid. Somewhere in America, the facts are stashed away. What really happened that September and what they knew that day. Cause we know they had a warning, if not quite a few. They took advantage of the slaughter so that they could slaughter too. Their power grows. Somewhere in America, deep between the lines, the president is guilty of the highest form of crimes. In the marble halls in Washington, I'm telling you, he knew. And when his war starts losing ratings and the next attack comes through, he'll take control.